everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. For the next, let me just say, 25 or so minutes, we are opening up the phone lines. I've got prosperity cards. We're going to be pulling your card for you today. And we started this whole idea of I am lucky, or I'm lucky, and so are you. It started with our friend on Aquamantra. And so, and then, you know, Linda, of course, started to sing the I am lucky song to Frère Jacques. I think everybody does that. I think they take that Frère Jacques song and they start to do whatever they want. And so we wanted to build in time to kind of reinforce the whole idea of having that vibration of feeling lucky. So we're going to be pulling cards for you. Michelle and Kathy stayed with us because we're going to be pulling cards for them. And we're going to kind of get the flow going, get the juices going. You know our toll-free number if you want a prosperity card pulled for you for today. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. But let's start with Kathy and Michelle. So you get the cards. You get to pull one, each of you. And then you can read front and back of the card.
Okay, I've got mine.
You've got yours. You've got yours.
Mine.
All right, so let's see who's going first.
Is there a front or a back? Do you care?
Yeah, front is that one.
Okay, I feel good about myself.
Yep. The other side, Michelle.
Prosperity law number 13.
All right. So you're going to read it?
Okay.
Yeah.
When you feel good about yourself, the world becomes more beautiful place. You realize that you need nothing but the present moment to be satisfied. Go within and appreciate the timeless essence that is you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, good. What does that mean to you?
Slow down. Slow down. And
we were just talking about that.
Pay attention to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we were just talking about that. How about you, Michelle?
I have prosperity law number 17. I connect with my inner power and expand my ability to receive. Working harder is not necessarily going to bring more prosperity to you.
Oh, she's smiling.
Abundance in your life depends on your consciousness, not on a flurry of activity. First, you must go within and open your mind, receiving great riches. Then creating prosperity will be joyful and easy.
So what do you think of that?
Well, I think it's always been joyful and easy because I do what I love.
Well, there you go.
But I'm open to receiving all those calls for those people that want to buy a home.
Well, exactly. And you want to be open to receive it in a way where you're not going to work yourself to death either.
Yes.
I mean, I think that's the key,
mm-hmm.
isn't it? To
it
really
is.
Look at that.
Have a balance.
So we started this I Am Lucky vibe with our friends at Aquamantra because they have I Am Lucky water. And we really started the energy of that. And I mean, even just saying I'm lucky and so are you is such a really personal, high vibrational effect. And, you know, so we started to fool around with that and do I am lucky. And then, of course, I brought back pulling these prosperity cards. My card for today is I expect profitable surprises. I expect profitable surprises. And these cards are the harmony cards that my friend Heidi Bayer created like in 1992 when it wasn't even fashionable to have them. And so you can go to prosperitycards.com to find out more. But here's the deal. This card says, and this is what is so key to what we're talking about here, right? Look for daily prosperity demonstrations. Expect to receive unplanned money and make a mental note of it when it appears. Yeah, you have to expect to receive.
Yes.
You know, this is not just, I don't have any money today. You have to actually expect to have that check in the mail, have something coming your way. And so then this says, and then it says you have to expect it. And it says that this exercise is about thankfulness, and you'll be clearing the path for more prosperity to come in your life. So if we're expecting it, we're clearing out the dust and the cobwebs that are holding us back, and then bam, it's right there. Isn't that, you know, the deal?
It is, because if you're saying to yourself, I am lucky, what you're doing is you're expressing gratitude for all that you have.
No kidding. It's right embedded in
the
word. Right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. It's
like a great perspective.
It's a juicy vibe. So that's it. Now, you both are going to be going off, and you're going to be like, I am lucky, and so are you.
Yep.
I am lucky, and so are you. I am lucky, and so is Benny. I'm lucky, and so is Lisa. I'm lucky, and so is Barbara. I'm lucky, and so is my friend Valerie in the other room.
And
Benny's, like, super lucky. super lucky because he's got his computer back.
Well, one of. I had to buy a new one. But anyways, let's help out Lisa. She's calling in from San Rosa, California.
Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
How are you?
I'm feeling lucky.
Yeah, you are. Can I pull a card for you?
Yes, please.
I love Santa Rosa. Do you know that?
Do you?
I do.
Beautiful.
Not only have I been there, but my spiritual mentor, you know, she passed away, but she lived in Sebastopol.
I love Sebastopol. I was there last night.
I know. Isn't that like the best place?
Oh, it's beautiful.
I know. And, we could talk about it. But anyway, she had this great, area out there. And she would take people out into the high desert for Vision Quest. That's what she did for years.
Name?
Sedona Cahill.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes. Here's your card. You ready?
Yes.
Action. Action, Lisa. You ready?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Action is the active ingredient that transforms my goals into reality. Now, here's the deal with this card. You ready?
Yes.
Set out with clear goals, positive expectations, then watch for guidance. Take action. Being courageous enough to act on your intuition brings your goals into reality. So you've got something going on, right?
I do, and I'm very intuitive. I have, palm reading, which I think it's not really in the palm. It's not actually the lines in the palm, but I can see things in the person by looking at their hands.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very intuitive. I'm very, like, I see things before they happen all the time.
Mm-hmm. So do you have an action that you're supposed to be taking in your life right here and right now?
Well, I've been at my job for 17 years. I'm very secure in that, but I'm 38, so I'm feeling that I need a change, and I'm really kind of interested in writing books, and everyone's been telling me that's my calling, children's books.
Wow.
So that's kind of like a goal. I need like an outside activity, and I've never had one. I've just been stuck in my robot job going every day with no... basically outside life. My life is my job.
Right.
And I'm at the point where, you know, I've been here so long and I'm going to be 40 in 2 years that I need some kind of hobby for me. I've lived for everyone around me, my boyfriend, my sisters, my mother, everyone I've lived for, and I've never done anything just for me. And besides my job, which I'm, you know, very thankful for. But, I'm at the point in my life that I need action for me. Not for everybody else, but for me. Something for me.
Right. So the card for you represents you being called to take action, like, now. So when you pull a card like this and you have kind of the situation that you have, there's only one thing for you to do, and it really does have to be today.
Okay.
All right. So can I give you a little, like, assignment that's not going to scare you?
Oh, I would love it.
All right.
I got a pen ready.
Okay. This is going to be really easy because you know what you want. You know that you want to write children's books.
Okay.
Okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to have fun. And it doesn't have to take more than 20 minutes. But what I would love for you to do is sit down and write 5 different titles for children's books.
Okay.
That's it. That's your starting point.
Okay.
Because it's going to get your energy and your emotions going. It's going to get, but I want you to, you know, and if you do more than 5, great. But please, no less than 5.
Okay.
That's one action. Now, tomorrow, you ready?
Yes.
I want you to revisit these 5 titles and then start to add 3 bullet points under each title.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So let's say, there's a little book that I'm writing. It's called Pat the Green Rat, right?
Uh-huh.
So, so the deal is, under that, I'm going to put 3 bullet points that's going to talk about what that book is about.
Okay.
You ready? So that's tomorrow.
Okay.
2 days from that, I then want you to put 3 bullet points under each of those 3 bullet points.
Okay.
So what you're creating now is 5 book titles. Each book title, you're originating an outline.
Okay.
And this is not a hard assignment. This is fun. You can be as creative. You can make those bullet points whatever you want, right?
Right.
You know,
right.
Like Mary Jane goes to New York, you know, the journey of a 4-year-old without 2 cents or something. Who knows what it's going to be about? But this is not about getting in your left brain. This is not about, I got to get the best title. It's got about, Mr. Benny eats all the chocolate. It's got to be something really, really let yourself go.
Okay.
Okay. Have fun with that.
Thank you.
Let us know how you make out, okay? Do you mind?
I will. Thank you so much.
You bet. Let's take a short break.
Wait. How much chocolate are we talking about here?
You're going to eat it all, dude. That's what I said. Okay. Mr. Benny eats all the chocolate.
A lot of work cut out for me.
I know. That's why. You're like 5 years old and you're eating all the chocolate. And, you know, the good news for you, it's that So Shy healthy chocolate. So
of course
you're,
it
you're is.
Oh,
that
you're
is
cool.
Great chocolate.
Yeah, I know. It is excellent.
Yes.
Let's take a short break. When we come back, we got Barbara going to join us from New York and Suzanne from Issaquah. We've got cards. We've got Michelle. Yeah, just in case you got any questions for Michelle and Kathy, they're still hanging out. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
This is a story about a girl named Lucky.
Spark Productions presents the second speaker event in the Extraordinary People Lecture Series. Spend an evening with Bishop Carlton Pearson, one of the most articulate, dynamic, and controversial spiritual leaders of our time, the heir apparent to a new way of thinking. In this inspiring lecture, Carlton will share his story of his own conversation with God, a conversation that has changed his beliefs and his message. Bishop Pearson had an epiphany that changed his way of thinking and preaching from one of hell and damnation to one of love and inclusion, with the same passion, energy, and gift for communication that made him a fiery lecturer. His message will lift you up and inspire. Join Bishop Carlton Pearson in Seattle Friday, March 26th at 7 p.m., followed by Robert Holden, the Happiness Guru, on April 30th, and Shirley MacLaine on June 13th. Visit BellaSpark.com for information and registration. That's BellaSpark.com.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
When was the last time you were flabbergasted? Well, I was the first time I cleaned with this cloth named E-Cloth. E-Cloth claims perfect cleaning with just water on all hard surfaces and no chemicals. I started with my windows, then stovetop, and then the refrigerator. I was totally flabbergasted on how well E-Cloth cleaned everything. And I did it without exposing my family to potential health-harmful chemical cleaners. Also with E-Cloth, there's no paper towels, chemicals to buy, so you'll save money. And they're guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, you'll get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. That's ecloth.com. 20% off everything, free shipping. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
What if being lucky wasn't some random circumstance? What if you were actually the generator of luck in your life? Aquamantra believes you are, which is why they created I Am Lucky Premium Natural Spring Water, to remind you to say the mantra with every delicious sip and own the possibility that you truly are lucky. Pick up your case of I Am Lucky water at aquamantra.com/I Am Lucky. Now available in biodegradable and recyclable bottles. Lucky for you, lucky for our planet.
Everyone, we got callers calling in from all over the country. We're going to make sure we get them all on the show, because this is because, you know what? We are lucky, and so are you. We're going to pull prosperity cards while Benny does eat all the chocolate. Michelle and Kathy, you're still hanging out with us because we're going to chit-chat and have fun. What should we do, Mr. B?
Oh, I didn't know if you're tossing it back to them or not. Let's go to Susan then from Issaquah. She's calling in. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I was wanting for you to pull a prosperity card.
All right, here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, fasten your seatbelt. I got it. Oh, my God. Let's take that one. You ready? Oh! Oh! You got the pure card. You ready? Yeah.
I am way ready.
Sister, I'm telling you, you got to be ready for this. This is prosperity law number 50. You know what the card says?
What does it say?
Prosperity!
Woohoo!
That's what the card says, prosperity. It says sometimes one word is all it takes, right? We were just talking about this, right, girls?
All right.
One word is all it takes. Practice placing your attention on the essence of the word prosperity, Suzanne. You got that?
I sure do.
Now listen to this. Gently allow your mind to dwell on this quality and you will draw prosperity into your life. So that word today, 70 times.
Prosperity, prosperity. Well, I do feel quite prosperous in my life.
You sound it too.
Thank you.
You sound it. This is great.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're gonna get more prosperity. Are you happy with that?
I can never have enough.
I know.
As long as you're grateful for it and understand it, I never have enough.
Well, there you go. So, do you have a specific question for me? Or are you good?
No, that's good. I just wanted to see what card you would pull for me.
You got the big one.
That's a great card.
That's a great card. It's a great word. Thank you, Suzanne. Hey, thank you for listening to the show.
Thank you, Dr. Pass.
Let's rock it.
All right, let's take Barbara now. She's calling in from New York.
I don't ever remember pulling that card. I was really surprised.
At all?
I don't think we've ever pulled that one.
I don't know. I can't keep track. There's a lot of them in there.
I know,
a lot of good
but
ones.
We'd have remembered that one.
Let's hit up Barbara. She's calling in from New York. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Barbara.
Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Hey, we're in New York.
I'm in New York.
You're like in Manhattan?
Yes, Manhattan.
Okay. Uh-huh. So I was born in the Bronx, you know.
So we're
like cousins.
Yeah. I work here, but I live in Brooklyn.
So there we go. And okay. So yeah. So you're Brooklyn. They're going to have that big movie out this weekend about Brooklyn, aren't they?
Oh, really? I didn't know.
Yeah. I think it's one of these big police movies about Brooklyn. And I was wondering. Yeah. I've got a card for you. Do you have a question, though? Do you want me to pull a card in general, or do you have something on your mind?
Yeah, because my job is going to be over tomorrow. Tomorrow is my last day because I sent my job to India.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll be, I don't know, but I'm not feeling bad.
No, you don't.
I'm not feeling bad about it. I just think this is a new beginning. I don't know why, but I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, it is a new beginning. So the card I pulled for you is exactly what you said. I don't think there are any mistakes. This card is Prosperity Law Number 13. It says, I feel good about myself. This is going to be something to remember, Barbara, in the next couple days, in the next week that follows. Yeah, and I want to read you the whole card because this is something, honestly, I feel good about myself is your mantra.
Mm-hmm.
When you walk away from the job, this is what you have to have in your essence, okay? When you feel good about yourself, the world becomes a more beautiful place. You realize that you need nothing but the present moment to be satisfied. Mm-hmm. Go within and appreciate the timeless essence that is you.
That's good.
It is good. It is good. So, ending a job. Beginning a new life. Today we did a bunch of shows with Kathy and Michelle. We were talking about a fresh perspective. You get to start with a great canvas. What do you have in mind for yourself?
Well, I did. I was a real estate agent before, and I did. I'm now going to do the exam all over again. I did the classes, so I have to do the exam.
To good
be
for
like
you.
The exam. And then what I'm doing is changing careers. You know.
That's exciting.
Going back to school and changing careers.
Good for you. That's exactly what I did.
It was a big step, too.
It's that big job loss, but I wasn't going to do it by myself. So you're going to go back to school. You're going to create a fresh perspective. You're going to actually become empowered in the way that you look at your life, and you're going to do something you love.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Wow. I'm excited for you.
You are?
I am. You may not be excited tomorrow, but, having been through that myself in 1992, I never thought that I would have any future anywhere else but this company I'd worked for 24 years.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't. And it was in New Jersey. It was with telephone company. And, you know, it happened so suddenly. And there, you know, you just have to be open to what's going to show up, Barbara. Thank you so much.
Yes. Okay, Dr. Pat.
Hey, will you keep us informed? Will you let us know along the way how things are going?
I will definitely call because I always listen to your show.
Thank you so much. And you know what? I'm on a little diet, but go ahead and have a bagel with cream cheese for me, would you?
A bagel with cream cheese.
It's one of my favorites. Wow.
Don't they call it schmear?
That's with lox, I think.
Oh,
you
got to
get a bagel with a cream cheese and lox.
Got it.
Yeah. I travel like clear across the country to get one.
Maybe they do that down in
Miami.
That's
it. That and pizza.
All right. Well, Anna's calling in from Miami. Let's see what their snack is.
Hi, Anna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
How is Miami?
It's a little bit muggy and warm, but we're doing okay. I think much better than the northern people. Inundated with snow.
Exactly. And, you know, part of this is, you know, when my family moved, I was the only one that didn't move. They all moved down to Miami.
Oh, yeah?
They did. The whole family left me in Jersey.
Oh, well, they should have pulled you down.
They couldn't. I was such a Jersey girl at the time. I couldn't imagine myself going. But how can I help you today?
Thank you for taking my call.
Hey, thank you.
I need a little guidance today. I'm a little bit down because where I'm working at, I feel like I'm being mistreated.
You know,
somebody who's very moody, and I'm wondering.
Wow.
I know you get this a lot. Should I stay? Should I go?
No. Here's the deal. You should see the cards that I just pulled for you. They're going to answer your question. You know, out of all these decks of cards, and I have two of them that popped out, I could have pulled cards about money, or we could have pulled cards about your job, but we didn't. You got two cards that are perfectly aligned with your question. The first one is, my honesty brings me great fortune. My honesty brings me great fortune. When you tell yourself that you must cheat or receive wealth or do something that is not in line with who you are, it doesn't work out. But money acquired through honest endeavors will provide you with a joyful abundance. So honest with yourself means you have to make a decision that comes from your heart. But the second card is exactly what you're referring to. You ready?
I'm ready.
This takes courage to hear this one.
I'm ready.
I align all parts of my being and live with integrity.
I like that.
Yeah. Employing the same principles of integrity across all aspects of your life brings you help with becoming integrated. Aligning your mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, creative selves creates an inner sense of harmony that spills over and over. You deserve better. I'm just going to tell you that. That's between you and me. You deserve better.
You know, it's funny because I feel that way, and what I do, I love. I do it with passion. I do it because I care about the people who come to me for what they come to me for.
Yep.
But the person who owns the place is on a very different vibration, and every year or so, I have to set that person in their place and say, not with me. There's no emotional vomiting on me.
Good, and I'm going to give you another tool. All right, you ready? And you can call me back when we're back on another time. I want you to praise and raise this person.
Okay.
Yeah. Whatever his or her name is. If it's Joe, I want you to say, I praise Joe and I raise Joe in the name of love.
Okay.
Yeah, because for you to go back and respond and react to Joe in any way that's even at the level of their vibration, that's not who you are, Anna. That's what these cards are about. Be true to yourself. No, you can't.
So do I bow gracefully and say goodbye? I mean...
No. I would. That's not the issue for this, because you love your work.
Correct.
Right. Yeah. Correct. So don't turn your power over to somebody like that. You praise and raise them, but you don't have to take abuse. The minute that it gets abusive, draw a healthy boundary.
Of course.
But do it at your vibration. But what I want you to do is I want you to praise Joe and raise Joe. So long as this person does not interfere with you or your well-being.
It has today. It's driving me crazy.
Okay. So,
you know, because when you don't think that way. When you don't mistreat people that way, when you're fair, when you're honest, when you're...
Right.
And then that gets dumped on you, it's like, wow. How do you do that? Like, how do people do that?
I'll tell you how you do it. And this is the last thing I'm able to say to you, but this is going to be important. I want you to draw a spiritual bubble around you for the rest of the day. Because if you can create that bubble around you, Joe is not going to even be able to touch you. All right, Anna, thank you. Anna from Miami, thank you for joining us. Thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
Thank you, Benny, for doing what you do. And thank you, Miss Valerie, and they're still answering the phones. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Have a great day.